It's a quiet morning in Dr. Robert Hodes's dental office, which he's operated in Fayetteville since 1998. But it's not your typical dentistry.
This is our relaxation room. But this is a biomat, and it's amethyst crystals. It's heated, and then it's infrared is what heats it. And so we use this before or after our treatment sometimes, and just to kind of let everyone calm down.
Another way he puts patients at ease is by offering environmentally friendly practices as a certified green dentist.
In doing dentistry, we create a lot of waste. I look at it as solid waste, pollution to the environment and to potentially the office, energy, and also water conservation.
According to the Eco Dentistry Association, the only green dentist certifying board in the U.S., conventional dental clinics contribute significant amounts of environmental waste, from disposable sterilization products to toxic chemicals. Of major concern is an estimated 5.1 tons of mercury released from amalgam fillings each year. Hodes uses a vacuum pump to collect and filter it.
On my own, I've actually scavenged mercury so it doesn't get into the sewer system. We haven't done mercury fillings for 35 years in my practice, but we still remove quite a few of them. And so that creates a waste that just goes into the sewer system and eventually into our environment.
Only 12 states have adopted dental waste regulations, not including Arkansas. But a new dental effluent rule from the Environmental Protection Agency will require most dental offices to install similar amalgam pumps by July 2020.
So it's just something a little bit above and beyond things that I've seen that are not getting taken care of that we could, on an individual basis, take care of.
As of yet, the Arkansas State Board of Dental Examiners and the Arkansas State Dental Association don't offer green certification, nor do they track or regulate any dentists who advertise environmentally sustainable practices. Hodes is the only dentist in the state with a green certification, for which he developed his own checklist based on industry and EPA standards. And he believes dentistry is especially suited to going green.
We have choices about what we use in terms of equipment, materials that we use to restore people's mouths, and also we have an intimate relation with the patients. And I think a lot of businesses may not. Since we have a
lot of choices, across the hall, dental hygienist Marlene Blair scrubs a patient's gums. She says oral health and the environment are inseparable.
I myself tend to like to use the least chemical products possible, just because of the oral microbiome. It's an active living bacterial world in your mouth.
Holistic dentistry, Hodes says, isn't a trend.
There's more to it than just a cleaning. This is not just my mouth. It's my whole body, and it's outside. It's my environment. It's where I live.
In Fayetteville, Daniel Carruth, Arkansas Public Media.
Support for this series on oral health in Arkansas comes from the Delta Dental of Arkansas Foundation, working to increase access to dental care in the state and improve the oral health of all Arkansans.